Now, for one thing, in the Iliad, Troy is described as being virtually on the sea. The Greeks sail across the Aegean to Troy, they pull their boats up on the seashore, and they proceed to besiege the city. And so the interpretation is that ancient Troy ought to be very close to the sea. But today, Hissarlik is nearly 4 miles from the coast. It's kind of land-bound. Recent geophysical studies, however, have determined that over the centuries, the region around Hissarlik has silted up, that initially the two rivers that run past Hissarlik, the Scamander and the Simois, have been bringing silt in their water, and the shoreline has receded from Hissarlik. And in fact, during the level of Troy 6H, say around 1300 BC, Hissarlik would have been no more than a mile from the water. So this would indicate that perhaps Hissarlik does fit the geographic location that is mentioned in the Iliad. But there are other problems too. Now, remember I mentioned that the ancient Greeks themselves believed that the Trojan War took place round about 1335 or as late as 1185 BC. Various authors had various dates in mind, but it's about a 150-year period, give or take. So these dates would actually correspond with two levels at Hissarlik, either Troy 6H or Troy 7A. Now remember, in this story, the city is terribly destroyed. It's burnt to the ground. The inhabitants are enslaved or killed. So does either Troy 6H or Troy 7A fit this description? Now, in the first place, many scholars who don't agree with the identity of Hissarlik with Troy have pointed out that Homer describes Troy as a huge city. But neither Troy 6H or 7A was all that big. Both those cities were simply curtailed within a small citadel. But about 20 years ago, investigations undertaken by the late Manfred Korfmann at the University of Tübingen discovered something remarkable. He began to investigate beyond the citadel to the south, and he uncovered traces of a large town, also heavily fortified, with a wall of mud brick that does not survive very easily but can be recognized through archaeological means. Now, this city then lay to the south of the citadel, and it expanded the size of Troy 6 by a great deal. In fact, Dr. Korfmann has estimated that there was a population of about 7,000 people during Troy 6, making the citadel and lower town combined the largest settlement in western Anatolia in the second millennium BC. So this accords very well with Homer's description that Troy was an impressive city. And it does help argue that Hissarlik is indeed the ancient site of Troy. But if Hissarlik is Troy, was it destroyed by a Greek advance? And again, this is another problem, because Troy 6H was destroyed by earthquake, not by human hands, as we discussed. Again, to remind you, Troy 6H was badly damaged by an earthquake, after which the inhabitants rebuilt, albeit on a more crowded scale. Now, Troy 7A was destroyed by fire, so perhaps that's a better candidate for Homer's Troy. But at the time of Troy 7A's destruction would be about 1150 BC, and that brings on another set of problems.